from Metro. We'll talk to Robert McCartney about it coming up. It is now 7 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Heavy rains last night have left a number of roads in the Washington area under high standing water this morning. Also led to flash flooding and water rescues last night. Montgomery and Fairfax County first responders helped a number of people out of their stranded cars during in the rising water. And at one point last night, nearly 9,000 people across the Washington area lost electricity due to the storm as well. Some commuters will have to find a different way into work for a second straight day as the cleanup continues after the Sunday morning CSX derailment in northeast Washington. The MARC commuter line says service will be disrupted again today on the Brunswick line. Trains will go no further in than Silver Spring. The National Transportation Safety Board today is expected to release probable cause and recommendations following the January 2015 smoke incident near the L'Enfant Plaza Metro Station.
The train is not on fire. There's just heavy smoke.
It wasn't just one malfunction, not just one miscommunication. All of them put together ended up killing one person and injuring 90 others. Attorney Kim Brooks Rodney is leading a class action lawsuit against WMATA. She said a few days after the incident,
those people should not have been trapped like rats in a subway car filling with smoke.
According to preliminary NTSB reports, the train only got started getting evacuated 35 minutes after it first stopped, thanks to warnings that weren't heeded, miscommunication among first responders in dead zones where radios stopped working. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Voting is underway in the Indiana primary. Donald Trump is looking to effectively end the Ted Cruz and John Kasich campaigns today.
Trump said he's ready to turn to Hillary Clinton in the general election campaign.
If we win, it's over. And then I can focus. Then I don't have to worry about lying Ted Cruz, and I don't care if he endorses me or does. I couldn't care less. But I don't have to worry about lying Ted Cruz. We don't have to worry about Kasich, who's 1-44.
A top Trump campaign official tells me they believe a big win in Indiana will force Cruz to start rethinking his future in this race, predicting the money will start drying up for the Texas senator.
Correspondent Jim Acosta on the Democratic side. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is hoping for the kind of win that'll keep his campaign alive.
Bernie Sanders campaigning until the very last minute before this Indiana primary. He is looking for another win. Hillary Clinton has won 5 out of the last 6 contests. Bernie Sanders looking to turn around the momentum. One thing he cannot turn around is the map. Hillary Clinton has a commanding lead in pledged delegates, even more so in superdelegates.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Maryland is now very close to meeting federal air pollution limits, say state environmental officials. They also say, though, there could be more Code Orange air quality days this summer because of tighter regulations on ozone pollution. The Virginia State Supreme Court has ruled that a Fairfax County man no longer has to pay alimony to his ex-wife because she now lives with another woman. Under Virginia law, alimony payments can end if the receiving spouse has been living with another person in a marriage-like relationship for at least a year. This Supreme Court ruling clarifies that now, with same-sex marriage legal, same-sex cohabitation is also grounds for ending alimony. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,891, the NASDAQ at 48,18. Sports, the Caps fall to the Penguins and are now down 2-1 in their playoff series, Game 4 tomorrow night. Baseball, the Nats beat the Royals, the O's were idle. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
So accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, boy, the hot spot between Bethesda and Silver Spring continues. The initial crash, interloop before George Avenue, that was cleared to the shoulder, but huge delays coming off of 270 and around the Beltway just north of River Road. Keep alert because you'll hit that volume. Now, the latest crash on the outer loop, right around that curve before you get to Connecticut Avenue. That was along the left side. Still have fire and rescue units responding. Delays off of 95 now before the ICC and coming around from near the IKEA. Watch for those feeder roads to pick up that heavy volume. Beach Drive closed between the Montgomery County line and heading in toward Military Road. Shut down. Expect extra volume on 16th Street. You still need to avoid 14th Street in the Mount Pleasant area. Police investigation closing 14th Street between Columbia and Harvard Street. So a little bit of a mess there. DC 295 southbound with the flooding. Only one lane gets by. Southbound 295 between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Big delays coming off of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers for Tuesday. They will taper off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, we've got the possibility for evening showers and thunder. We fall back to around 55. Occasional showers tomorrow. Maybe some thunder. High 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Bowie, 59 degrees in Chantilly, 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A former Redskin is charged with attacking a woman at his California home. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35, we'll talk to Robert McCartney, columnist for the Washington Post, about more metro problems. Big report due out today. 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board. Hey, guess what? They want to start school a little earlier over in Fairfax County. How's that going over? And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And let's turn our sights to Montgomery County before we turn to Fairfax County. We've got a lot of big counties around us right here, don't we? Joining us right now, Craig Rice. He is a council member for the Montgomery County Council, and he chairs the county's Councils on Education Committee. Thanks for joining us, Council Member Rice.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me this morning.
So can you explain what this new plan is? It sounds like you're extending the meal program, the school meals program, to provide weekend food for children who are not getting fed by their parents. Can you explain this to me?
Sure. It's actually a very sobering thing that we have to do. You know, we continue to see here in Montgomery County, one of the counties that's oftentimes seen as one of the more affluent Washington suburbs. But the reality is that we continue to grow in terms of our levels of poverty, and we see that in our school system. And so our children that are on free and reduced meals continues to rise exponentially. And what we're hearing from some of the families and from some of the children in our classes is that they're going home and actually not getting meals on the weekends. And so a program was created a few years ago to create weekend backpacks where they actually take food home with them, healthy snacks and options that provide them with some sustenance over the weekend. They're provided discreetly in their backpacks, and then they come back to school on Monday, and they've actually had some significant items to be able to eat.
All right.
You know, it's crazy to think that these kinds of things are happening, but the reality is that there are some kids that are actually going hungry.
It's crazy because I have four children, and I consider it my responsibility to feed my kids. And I don't want to sound harsh because, you know, this is the political delicacy of a conversation like this, because if you start to question this program, suddenly you're painted into the corner of being against hungry kids. I'm not.
Right.
I'm against parents who don't take their responsibility seriously. And with food stamps and all of the other beneficial programs that the state of Maryland does through the generosity of their taxpayers, and also, by the way, incredible generosity to charitable organizations, I don't understand how a parent is allowed to allow their child to go hungry. Why are we not, are we investigating these parents before just giving them free food? Are we finding out what it is they are doing with their money and with their benefits?
Well, part of the challenge is that what we want to do is make sure that we're not victimizing the children. If the children are truly going hungry, we need to solve that piece first.
Yeah, I don't think anything I'm sorry. Nothing I said there is victimizing the children. I am pointing suspicion at the parents. And are we questioning these parents and trying to find out what's going on in these homes? Because to me, this sounds like neglect. And that bothers me. As a parent, I am bothered by that. And I think you should be, too. I don't want children neglected in Montgomery County.
Well, there's no question about that. And certainly what we do is oftentimes we follow up if there are instances where we've heard of children not receiving the proper treatment and care that a parent is supposed to give. But we also do know that there are families that even with food stamps, even with WIC programs and everything that are out there that continue to struggle with providing meals. You know, it's interesting. Folks have participated in the SNAP challenge, and I think that that's something that everyone should do, trying to live off of the funding that you actually get through the SNAP program. And you understand that those dollars are actually very short. Keep in mind that there are people who are living here in Montgomery County that has one of the highest average median incomes, but also has one of the highest average housing prices that are living off of minimum wage. And that is certainly not enough. You know, then all your money goes to rent or to a mortgage if you're fortunate enough to be able to try and purchase something in Montgomery County. And so folks are struggling to live here. And so I think that that's got to be a part of the discussion as well. And so from our perspective, we're growing this program because, you know, in the meantime, as we know, this is a very expensive place to live. We've also got to do what we can to make sure we're supporting them.
Well, let me jump in here for a minute, but because we have this this organization that is responsible for investigating, you know, child abuse. It's called Child Family Services. And, and it seems to me that if a teacher knows that a kid is coming to school hungry, that the flag ought to go up and that the Child Family Services should be called in to find out why that kid is not being fed. Instead, what we have here is a Child Family Services that goes after families who decide that as a parenting choice, they want their kids to be able to walk to a playground. Why are we not focusing those resources on these parents and going after them in a serious way? And then if there's a problem, help them find food. Because I'm looking on the internet, I find like 7, 8, 9, 10 different programs in Montgomery County where you can get free food.
That's very, very true. And we have a lot of those programs, but the reality is that doesn't meet the need of what we continue to have in Montgomery County. You know, when you look at the total number of folks that are eligible for free and reduced meals in Montgomery County, the number of students actually is more than the District of Columbia has students.
But I get all that, and I understand, but you are a wealthy county, and we do have programs in place where people can get food. It seems to me that, you know, and well, God, I'm with you. I don't want kids to be hungry. I never want a kid to go without a meal. And if we have to solve that that problem short-term by doing something like this, that's fine. But the long-term solution is to make the parents responsible, and what are we doing to affect that kind of change in Montgomery County?
Well, I think for us, it's really focusing on economic development and businesses, workforce development, making sure that we can get these parents into jobs to where they can provide for their children, to provide for their families. You know, part of the struggle that we've had and part of the decisions that we've made in Montgomery County is to continue to increase the minimum wage to make sure that we can ensure that all of our folks that are living in Montgomery County and working in Montgomery County can continue to make more money. And so we're struggling to catch up because, you know, as we see the recession and that really hit a lot of our, especially working poor families.
But you'll agree with me that there are programs in place where families can get food, right? I mean, there are plenty of programs in Montgomery County where hungry families can go and get free food.
There are, but they don't meet the need of what we have. We still have more families in need than we have food available. That is a fact.
Our guest is Craig Rice. He's a council member from Montgomery County Council, talking about his plan to expand a food program for children over the weekend. We're almost out of time, but I got to ask, we've seen a huge influx. This isn't a theory. It is fact-based, a huge influx of undocumented children who have been placed in Montgomery County and other counties around the area. And we know that there are huge effects on our schools. We've talked to school board members who said, yes, ASL and the requirements that are there, it's busting our budget. Do you have any information here as to how many of these children that are being fed now through these programs, through the generosity of taxpayers in Montgomery County? How many of them are here illegally and have come here recently in the influx of undocumented children across the border?
We have percentages of undocumented, which aren't that large as a total of our population. We don't know and actually don't identify which ones are part of this program. You know, from our perspective, again, just as you feel, no child, you know, should go hungry. And so regardless of their immigration status, we really feel as though our responsibility is to make
would
sure
you just
that
do me, would you just do me one favor? Would you reach out to Child Family Services and find out what they do, or how is there a program in place that would allow them to investigate a family if a child is going to school hungry?
We would definitely do that, and I can assure you that our school system is actually always very in tune with if they feel as though a child is being put at risk, that they always do follow up with them. We have a very robust program that deals with specifically that. And so we'll make sure that we continue to do that.
I would just simply point out, if that were the case, I doubt that very few kids would be coming to school hungry.
Well, you know, it's one of those where people try and do what they can, and certainly understanding that a child who eats a peanut butter and jelly sandwich needs some more nutrients and having healthier items for them to be able to have is certainly something that we want to encourage all of our kids, regardless of how much their parents bring home, is really important for us.
Okay, we are way out of time. Excellent to have you, Craig Rice. It's a spirited discussion about things that are many people in Montgomery County and around the entire area care deeply about. Again, it's Craig Rice from the Montgomery County Council. We'll take your calls on this next.
It's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting in through town, it's the flooding. DC 295 southbound between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Only one left lane continues to get by this high standing water. Big delays coming off the Beltway on both 50 and the BW Parkway. So again, extra time needed. Maybe think about your alternates. Rhode Island Avenue in through town, taking the Beltway around through Largo toward your destination in through town that way. Just a couple options. On the Beltway, top side jammed from the IKEA on the outer loop to the crash before Connecticut Avenue along the left side. This is one of several that have happened this morning. Inner loop delays as you come around from before Old Georgetown Road and off of 270 around to where they were looking for a car fire. Please do not use the shoulders anywhere near that area. Every time I'm looking at the cameras, I continue to see fire and rescue on each loop of the Beltway running to these accidents and the car fire. It never should be on the shoulder anyway. 270 southbound, the volume through Urbana, Clarksburg down through to the Beltway. Virginia, 395, it's about the stop and go. Beltway now continuous to the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers this afternoon, a high of 67. Thunder showers are possible. Tonight, showers showers every day this week. The high today will be around 67, low tonight 55. Tomorrow in the 60s, Thursday in the 60s, Friday's in the 60s. Again, rain each day in the forecast. Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
888-630-9625. You heard our interview just now. I think from the tenor of Brian and my questions, you understand where we are on this issue and where we stand. We'd like to hear where you stand. Bob in the district, you're first up on WMAL. Go, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wasn't a program employee for these programs at the Virginia Department of Social Services many years ago. And I can tell you, based on the numbers that I saw then and what I've seen since then, that this gentleman doesn't know what he's talking about, or he's lying, one of the two. He's either ignorant or he's misleading.
Well, why don't you tell us what you know?
I'm sorry?
Tell us what you know.
I know for a fact that, well, I mean, you know the answer. You told him there's WIC, there's ESGEN, there's SNAP, there's TANF. There's, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. One of my struggles when I worked there was trying to find all this duplicitous benefits, because a lot of times these programs would double and triple and overlap each other, and basically women would get not just women. I'm sorry. I should admit that was just the predominant. What we saw was usually single women with children. But
well, the fact and that's okay because many of these programs were pitched and sold and actually identified as for women and children.
Right.
So there's nothing wrong with that. But you're right. The redundancy in the system is remarkable, and we keep hearing from people don't even know how to get these benefits. Well, what the hell are we paying for?
That is simply untrue. Part of our effort on a daily basis was they would spend an enormous amount of money in advertising and soliciting. I mean, part of their success metrics was how many people they could get on the rolls. That's why we have skyrocketed in the number of people who are on the rolls now and the amounts they're receiving.
Well,
so this is simply not true. And the fact is that if you've got children coming to school and saying, I don't eat on the weekend, that is parent neglect.
It absolutely is. Thank you so much.
On their doorstep the next morning.
Yeah, if we identify the kids who are not eating because we're now sending them little, weekend snack packs, those same children should get there should be a referral to child services.
Yep. It's
a radical idea, but I mean, if you're not feeding your kid, you are neglecting your child.
Thank you, Brian.
Where is child services on this matter? Oh, by God, we're going to go out there and chase down the free-range parents and give them all kinds of crap, but we're not going to do something about these kids who are going to school hungry and haven't eaten all weekend long? What is that all about?
Sue in Damascus here on WMAL. What do you say, Sue?
Yeah, hi. Craig Rice is my councilman. And his interview, your questions were terrific. And he's just an example of why this county is known as Moco Loco. And, you know, for you to put that kind of money and then say, well, we have children who aren't eating, and then you say to the president, please drop your unaccompanied minors into our county. They import poverty into here. I got news for Craig. This is not a wealthy county anymore. It's about fourth or fifth in the state, and because we have so much of this kind of nonsense going on in this county, and now they want to raise our property taxes over the charter limit
so we
can pay for stuff like this.
That's right. They're raising our property taxes, and now they're coming up with new benefits. We got to leave it there, Sue, or actually more of your calls in a moment. Stay on the line, please, because a lot of people want to chime in.
It is now 7:22.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Here's some great news for you. Zero Res, that's the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. Also cleans hardwood and laminate floors as well as upholstery, tile, and grout. I guess they clean everything, okay? But here's the great news. They clean the right way with all green, non-toxic products. And when I say all green, you know, people think, oh gosh, you know, it's all about tree hugging. No, it's about not getting chemicals in your house. You've used those companies where you get your carpet cleaned. The guys leave, right? And you're left with this smell in your house. You go and touch your clean carpet once it, you know, finally dries, and you got this chalky, pasty residue on your carpet. That is not what I describe as clean. All right. Zero Res, it's a totally safe process. It uses empowered water, not chemicals, and it's safe for your kids. It leaves behind no residue. You got to check it out. And by the way, they've got a special offer just for moms, right? Moms, mention WMAL, get your sofa cleaned at regular price, and then get your love seat for half off. Or the always popular, mom's favorite, in fact, carpet cleaning special, 3 rooms. All taken care of for $149. Minimums apply. Call them 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. And for today only, you can double the berries for only $5 more. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the code 5050. And you have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. Plus, today only, you can get double the berries for just $5 more. That's right, twice the berries for just $5 more. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
One out of five women veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Many are still also dealing with the effects of military sexual assault or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local seven-day retreat that helps veterans overcome trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, westbound 236, the Little River Turnpike at Prosperity Avenue. Right side is blocked with the crash. And on Prosperity, as you come up to the Little River Turnpike, they have closed the lanes there to deal with the crash. 66 about the volume, 95, 395 uneventful. But man, we have big problems. Maryland Beltway, several incidents between Connecticut and George Avenue. The latest on the outer loop before Connecticut, left side, delays back near Route 1 off of 270. We're jammed coming out of Gaithersburg to join onto the Beltway and through Bethesda. Also north of River Road is where those delays begin at that stretch as well. Feeder roads to get onto the Beltway jammed. DC 295 flooding from the storms last night in only one lane. DC 295 still remains open between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Expected to take extra time to get through. Plan for alternates as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The early showers we see will taper off through the afternoon. May hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, evening showers. Thunder possible. Low around 55. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently 63 degrees at 727 here on WMAL.
You heard our spirited interview with Craig Rice, council member from Montgomery County. And we do want to reiterate how much we appreciate Councilmember Rice coming on here and having a discussion about these issues that mean so much to his constituents. And we hope that he comes back when the topic allows. Let's go to Ben in Culpeper. Ben, you're on WMAL.
Hey, guys. First of all, I called in before you asked for calls when I heard him talk about raising the minimum wage. The only thing that's going to do is raise prices, so people still aren't going to be able to get all that much food.
Well, and it's good, and it's going to make people lose their jobs as well. So, you know, if they're working a minimum wage job right now, they might lose it. Also, by the way, they're raising property taxes, which increases their housing costs.
And also, so our country is $20 trillion in debt right now, which is almost as much as we've spent on all of these welfare and food programs. And if that debt had accomplished something, there are people... There are still children in our country starving. There are still potholes on our roads. There are still all kinds of infrastructure problems. If that debt had accomplished something, maybe it would be worth it. But apparently it hasn't done anything.
Yep. You're right, Ben. And this is why people are fed up. And this is why on a local level, when we can focus on this, it even resonates more.
And if there's not enough money to go around with these food programs, then I would suggest you go through the food programs and kick the people off who don't really need the benefit and make sure that the people who do need the benefit get it. It's 728 on WMAL.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7070. That's proflowers.com, secret code 7070.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Coming up in just a few moments, this is a big day Metro report coming out. It's expected to look at some of the problems there in a new way. We'll talk to Robert McCartney with Washington Post, who has been reporting on some of this. It's all coming up after the news, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. Voting has begun in Indiana on primary day in the Hoosier State, and this could be one of Ted Cruz's last opportunities to stop Donald Trump.
Ted Cruz is insisting that no matter what happens here today, he is staying in the race until Cleveland. Of course, it's much harder to make that pitch to donors, both for Ted Cruz and for this Stop Trump movement, if they can't actually stop him here today.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. The Clinton campaign, meanwhile, admits Bernie Sanders upset as possible today in Indiana, but it may not matter.
Bernie Sanders, in a tight race with Hillary Clinton in Indiana, is swinging hard at the Democratic frontrunner. On Monday, he accused her of corruption.
When we talk about a rigged system, it's also important to understand how the Democratic convention works.
But Clinton is turning her focus to the general election. She spent part of Monday in West Virginia talking to coal miners.
I'm trying to say, look, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do so you can hold me accountable.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
A new CNN ORC poll finds that 85% of American voters think Hillary Clinton will lead the Democratic ticket in November. Sunday's CSX derailment in Northeast D.C. is going to disrupt some people's commutes again today. Thanks to the ongoing cleanup, Mark Commuter Rail says trains on the Brunswick line will end in Silver Spring. You'll have to take Metro the rest of the way in. CSX says 15 of the 16 cars that left the tracks Sunday morning have now been put back on the tracks to be moved. The final car will be taken away by trailer. Federal investigators are set today to determine the cause of the electrical fire that filled a Metro tunnel with smoke in January 2015, killing one passenger and injuring dozens of others. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,891, the NASDAQ at 48,18. Sports, the Caps are now down 2-1 after a loss last night in Pittsburgh. Game 4 tomorrow night. Baseball, the Nationals beat the Royals. The O's had the night off. Tonight they open a 3-game series at home against the Yankees. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Long Fence is sporting spring savings with an exceptional 25% off savings event. Vote for the team that has been serving the local community for over 70 years. With superior quality fence, deck, and hardscaping products and experienced designers to help you every step of the way, your yard will be the envy of the neighborhood. So take advantage of this limited time only 25% off savings event. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free in-home estimate today. That's longfence.com.
Spring is in the air, summer's around the corner, and the rent-a-state season is in full bloom. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and did you know you can cash in on your home by renting it? It's true, and Renters Warehouse, D.C.'s experts in leasing and property management, is ready to help. Here's a fact. The number of renters rose by 2 million last year. The demand for rentals is soaring. But to make rent-a-state really work, you need the experts at Renters Warehouse on your side. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible. Or if you're already a landlord, free up your life by handing over the keys and headaches to Renters Warehouse. They're property management pros who can help you find the perfect renter in just 17 days on average and will then manage your property 24/7 for just $80 a month. With Renters Warehouse, it's easy, fast, and worry-free. What are you waiting for? Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370. Call now, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news
breaking
of the day.
News brought the top this morning at Metro.
Julie Wright with
again,
traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting
so
your
you're
day.
Heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So no matter where you say good morning.
Good morning, Marlowe Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning, Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 4:25 on ABC 7.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway through Bethesda and Silver Spring jam. Two separate incidents. One on the inner loop, one outer loop, both between Connecticut and George Avenue. Both now to the shoulders, but big delays. Outer loop from now as you come out of Greenbelt before you get to Route 1. This puts the pressure on all those feeder roads joining the Beltway 95, 29, New Hampshire Avenue, University Boulevard. You get the idea. On the inner loop side, your delay is coming off of 270 and before Old Georgetown Road on that stretch of the Beltway as well. For 270 southbound, heavy through Urbana, seeing delays again, Clarksburg down through to the Beltway. No problems to report on 66 outside of the Beltway, but the volume. Now inside the Beltway, we're bunched up trying to get in over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Had a report of a crash there. South on the George Washington Parkway, delays just south of 123. And on the 11th Street Bridge, had an incident along the right side, slowing 295 to try to get on to the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers, maybe some thunder, but they will be tapering off as we go through the afternoon. We'll top out around 67. Tonight, evening showers and thunder possible, low around 55. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Vienna, 63 in Waldorf, 62 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, hey, ho, ho. It's 737 on WMAL, wow, where Washington comes to talk. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
Hey, ho, ho, man.
Yeah.
You're excited,
yeah.
I can tell.
That way, wouldn't I be? Because look at this lineup, Brian.
Well, yeah.
At 8:05,
right.
Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board. They're up to their old shenanigans again. They now want to extend the school year for your kids. I'm sure that has to do with more funding. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, later today, we're going to get another federal report on the state of Metro, and the report is not expected to be good because we've gotten sort of an advanced look at some of the things that they found during that safety blitz they did a while back. Joining us on the line right now with the Washington Post, Robert McCartney, who had a story earlier this week where he outlined some of these things. Good morning to you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Well, listen, just in the initial report here, there were a lot of troubling things that were found by safety investigators who were looking over the shoulder of Metro, and what they found, I would have to say, even in this initial report, is pretty troubling.
Okay, well, the report I wrote about in Monday's paper was by the Federal Transit Administration, and that really found a lot of things, problems with track, with red light overruns, with failure to use handbrakes. These are things that Metro had not caught, or problems, bad habits that they had gotten into. The worst problems were that they had overlooked problems at 10 different locations that could have caused derailments. And as a result of that, in April, they actually shut down the use of some of the tracks at three spots and enforced slower train speeds at seven spots while those repairs were made. Now, all the service is back to normal again, but just the fact that the Federal Transit Administration had to come in and do these checks and catch them, and Metro had missed them, was a very bad sign.
Robert McCartney, I read your article. It was fantastic. And this one thing just stuck out to me. In mid-April, the FTA issued an interim report that said there were about 200-some-odd safety defects. This new report that just came out, what, 3 weeks later, tripled that number. 680 safety defects identified. And safety defects, I mean, that is there such a thing as a minor safety defect? Even with our Metro, even the smallest safety defect can result in a problem, can't it?
Well, in fairness, I think a lot of those 600-some safety defects you might consider to be kind of trivial. I mean, they would count a safety defect, you know, if a light bulb had burned out in a tunnel. I mean, that would count as one. But there was this incredible increase in the number from mid-April to the end of April because they found so many mistakes, so many things that needed fixing in this 1 week long, especially the most intensive part being a 1 week long safety blitz where they really just went and basically spent all day for a number of days looking for stuff.
You identified one where there was a 38-foot stretch of pocket track on an aerial structure just east of Stadium Armory Metro that needed serious attention.
Right.
This is very troubling.
It was loose.
Yeah, a rail was loose on an aerial structure, which could have meant if it had been a derailment and it could have come off the rails, it would have been above ground and potentially come off the above ground structure.
Yeah, no, that was super serious. That was probably the most serious thing they found. It was on pocket track, which is, you know, a place they used to park trains, so it wasn't actually on the main line where passengers usually travel. But the worst thing about that example was that it had been inspected by Metro 9 times in the preceding month, and they hadn't caught it. There was more than 38 feet of track with loose rail fasteners, and it had been checked multiple times recently, and they hadn't caught it, but then the FTA came in and did catch it.
Well, they're saying that the answer to this is more money. I'm sorry. We need more money. Is that necessarily the solution, or is it just better attention to the problems at hand and using the money you have in an effective way to go after some of these safety defects?
Well, it's seems to be both. I mean, they do need more money in order to catch up on all of the, you know, maintenance that's been deferred, the repairs and replacements that need to be made. But clearly, you know, they haven't used well the money that they've been given so far. They haven't even spent all the money they've been given so far. And clearly, a major overhaul, major changes have to take place in how they go about checking for safety problems, addressing safety problems. I mean, there's a real problem within the workplace culture at Metro, and that's not just at the worker bee level. That's also middle managers and senior managers.
Robert, quick question, and anyone who listens to Mornings on the Mall knows exactly what I'm going to ask. I've never worked in government. I've worked in the private sector. When you have a complete and fundamental breakdown of management like this in something as important as maintenance and safety, people get fired. Someone has been in charge of safety over the last several years at Metro. Somebody has been in charge of maintenance. Have any of them been fired?
Well, yeah, the safety guy got fired.
Did he get fired, or was he allowed to retire?
Well, I guess he was allowed to leave.
And so we're paying his pension still.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I have to confess, I'm not sure.
Robert, thank you for joining us. You're always good on this stuff. We really appreciate it.
And we'll look forward to finding out more about the problems of Metro with this next report that comes out later
today.
It's
coming out at 9:30, but that's actually by a different agency, but it's going to be very big.
Okay, thanks a lot for that. It's now 7:43 on WMAL.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
Are you serious about selling your home? Then you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree upon, or guess what? He'll buy it. Now, a lot of agents make similar promises, and some even try to copy Frank, but they don't have the experience or marketing expertise of Frank Prindle. With over 9,000 buyers already lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers, Frank creates demand, and his homes sell for 8% more than the average agent gets. Hannah needed to help her mother downsize and looked to Frank Prindle to sell her three-level Bethesda townhome. Leave it to Frank to receive three offers in less than an hour on the market. 25 offers later, Hannah's mother accepted an offer for 42% above list. 42%. All agents are not the same, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com and enter the secret code 3535. But hurry, this deal expires this Friday. 100 colorful blooms for mom for $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3535.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still dealing with the high standing waters, DC 295 southbound. It's been a difficult morning, to say the least. Only one lane gets by southbound 295 before you get to Burroughs Avenue. Stay to the left to get by, and delays from the Beltway. In fact, the BW Parkway delays out of Greenbelt 50 back at the Beltway. 270 passing Route 80 Urbana, heavy, and now Clarksburg off and on down to the Beltway. Part of the problem is to get onto the inner loop into Bethesda. We have been jammed this morning. Two separate accidents between Connecticut and George Avenue, one on the inner, one on the outer, both cleared to the shoulder, but big time delays. In fact, 95 delays are southbound through Laurel just to get down to the Beltway. 29 hits the pressure hard as well. Let's get you into Virginia. Little River Turnpike, westbound to Prosperity, right lane. You lose the right lane with the crash, and on Prosperity as you come down to Little River Turnpike under police direction for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early showers for Tuesday. They will taper off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Tonight, we've got possibility for evening showers and thunder. We fall back to around 55. Occasional showers tomorrow. Maybe some thunder. High 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
7:46. Currently, the temperature is 63 degrees here in the nation's capital.
Today's the big day of the Indiana primary. Who's your daddy, Brian Wilson? Who's your daddy? And speaking of Hoosiers, you know, Donald Trump got the endorsement of Bobby Knight, head coach of, legendary head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers. And yesterday, he got one more legendary sports figure in the state of Indiana to give him an endorsement. If we've got the audio lined up there, Mike McKay, let's listen to this one. A coach of a football team. You know, you don't think football in Indiana, you think basketball in Indiana, but there is this school in northern Indiana that has won a few championships in college football. Lou Holtz, the head coach of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, gave his endorsement to Donald Trump for president. Now, Lou Holtz was the head coach for many championship seasons there in the late 80s, and now he's an ESPN analyst. Here he is yesterday for the Donald.
Greetings. I'm Lou Holtz, and I wholeheartedly endorse Donald Trump as the next president of the United States. There are nothing but winners in Indiana. Main reason I'm endorsing him, I've played his golf course. I stayed in his hotel. He does nothing but go first class and everything.
Well, there you go.
He's got great golf courses and hotels. So he's he's getting great endorsements, and I understand. It's just funny to hear him. You know, the first thing he says about Donald Trump is that he's got first class hotels. That's cool. All right, so that could make a difference, Brian. And I know that the polls, for the most part, are showing that Donald Trump is doing look very good today. Yeah. But
there's a couple of new polls out the last couple of days. Double digit wins for Trump in Indiana. If the polls are right, 15-17%, not out of line. The Real Clear Politics average of poll has Donald winning in Indiana by +9.
We'll see what happens as the actual election day happens today. And, of course, we'll have a roundup tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz Not Tom Cruise.
No,
if Tom Cruise were running for president, that would be a whole different thing, right? Mm-hmm. But no. Yeah. Senator Ted Cruz had a bit of a confrontation with a kid in the audience heckling him yesterday. This audio went quite viral. Listen to this one.
Can fill out our taxes on a postcard. And when we do that... All right, apparently there's a young man who's having some problems. You know, I appreciate your sharing your views. You know, one of the things that hopefully someone has told you is that children should actually speak with respect. Imagine what a different world it would be if someone had told Donald Trump that years ago.
No!
You know. In my household, when a child behaves that way, they get a spanking.
Oh, see, now in that last part, he's facing criticism from, you know, touchy-feely do-gooders who says, oh, he's recommending spanking for children. Whatever. One thing, though, Donald Trump actually was asked about this kid later in the day, and Donald Trump praised him. He thought the kid was terrific. Donald Trump was asking Ted Cruz, you know, how are those contributions from Goldman Sachs coming along? He had the whole Donald Trump attack line going there. I don't think the kid called him Lion Ted, though. But
no, I don't think so, no.
It's possible. He could very well have. You have issues with spanking. You do not like spanking.
No,
you are very
don't.
Much against spanking.
I am against
you
spanking.
Have a problem with the presidential candidate suggesting that maybe spanking was the appropriate response for this child?
Well, he was a little older than spanking. You know, at some age, spanking sort of loses, you know, its effectiveness when you get to be a certain age. I think this kid was a little older than...
Well, I think what he's saying is that the reason that
he wasn't spanked
way,
before?
Yeah.
No, I still don't like spanking.
Okay. All right.
I just don't.
It's now 7:51 on WMAL.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Springtime is here, and you know what that means. Baseball is back. The grills come out, and the burgers go on. Wrong! It means it's roofing season. More people replace their roofs in spring than any other time. Think about it. If the cold winter didn't finish off your roof, then maybe the rainy days ahead will. Now is the time. Having a successful spring is imperative to making 2016 another huge year for New Look Home Design. If we don't have a strong spring, our whole year can fall flat on its face. To make certain that doesn't happen, I'm offering discounts on roofing. 30, 40, even 50% off your entire project. New Look is challenging the notion that you get what you pay for. Premium products, premium service, for less money. That's our philosophy. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Get more, pay less.
Let's check in with the news desk at CNBC to see how your money is doing. Here's Kate Rogers. Hello, Kate.
Good morning. Well, stocks will fall on Wall Street today, and Apple will be one of them. Apple's on an 8-day losing streak because iPhone sales have slowed down. CEO Tim Cook told CNBC Apple will bring you even more, quote, things you don't need in the future. A 1-2 punch from Halliburton, calling off its Baker Hughes acquisition yesterday, and today reporting a $2.4 billion loss thanks to a drop in business because of low oil prices. Pfizer, which had to call off its $150 billion purchase of Allergan, turned a $3 billion profit thanks to sales of its cancer drugs. Amazon has launched a new site for its Prime Now customers. People can order 1 or 2 hour delivery on PrimeNow.com. They can also order takeout food or purchases from local stores. And it may be a while before it comes to this country, but some companies in England are now offering paid time off to employees who are pets. pet owners. Call it Pawternity. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Mother's Day is almost here, and time is running out for you, so I'm here for you. I got some great ideas. In fact, there's really only one, isn't there? You know you got to send them beautiful roses, your mom, your stepmom, your grandma, your wife, all the mothers in your life. You got to send them beautiful roses. So go to 1-800-Flowers.com right now, because all of the moms in your life deserve to be celebrated the right way. 1-800-Flowers.com is the only way I send flowers, especially for Mother's Day, and it's time to recognize all of those moms who do so much for us. Don't settle for less. Get high quality. 1-800-Flowers.com roses at a great deal. Listen to this deal, only available through Thursday. You're going to get 24 beautiful multicolored roses for $29.99. That's a full bouquet, two dozen roses. She's going to love them, and it's an incredible offer. Regularly $49.99, now $29.99. That's $20 off, but only available through Thursday while supplies last. Order them now. Go 1-800-Flowers.com. Go there from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner. Enter my name, Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway we go. Virginia, it's been about the volume through Annandale, Tysons, and toward the American Legion Bridge. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. Each direction through Largo. Once you hit Greenbelt, though, hang on. Big tie-ups continue into Bethesda. On the inner loop, as you pass Old Georgetown Road, Bethesda into Silver Spring, we've had two separate accidents on the Beltway near Connecticut Avenue, both cleared, both quite heavy, obviously, and all those feeder roads feeling the effects of that crash. Now, trying to get through Burtonsville, we had the volume, but now complicated with the crash. Southbound 29, just south of the 198. Do watch for police at the scene. And then once you get beyond south of the ICC, that heavy delay takes you into White Oak and down toward our morning commute. Been tough. Now, we have a change for the better. It's still going to be slow, DC 295, but we have an additional lane getting by the high standing water. Southbound DC 295 before Burroughs. Now one lane remains blocked. So two lanes now get you by. Big delays off of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking at the early showers for our Tuesday. They will be tapering off through the afternoon. Might hear some thunder. We get up to 67. Evening showers and thunder possible tonight. Overnight low around 55. Tomorrow cloudy. Occasional showers. Thunder possible. 66. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 63 degrees, 756.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
What comes before the first kiss or the first I love you? Well, the first date, of course, and every relationship starts with an introduction. That's where the first date specialists at It's Just Lunch come in. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was Kim, and she was awesome. You'll sit down, she'll get to know you, and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then, she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, even book the reservations. It's an absolute piece of cake. Why overcomplicate things with online dating services? Ditch your laptop for a tabletop. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Be dating tomorrow.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology.
And I have a team, cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim's literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Coming up on WMAL.
The Fairfax County School Board just can't get enough of your kids. They want to extend the school year. We'll speak with Elizabeth Schultz, a member of that body.
And also we'll talk to Larry Kudlow from CNBC. It's all straight ahead in the 8 o'clock hour. It's time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM.